Okay, well, hello everyone. This is Glenn Robertson again from Pure Channels. Welcome to another edition of the Channel Drop-In. I'm so happy. I'm absolutely delighted today. Not only because I sat, being delivered this wonderful smile, but it's genuinely with great delight that I'm joined today by Kate Wood, a leading consultant in delivering culture as a service. She heads up the UK board for Women in Tech. She is part of the board of Women in Channel Europe. She gets companies to be number one place to work. And I mean, I know that I'm leaving several things out, Kate, but do you want to do a quick 10 or 20 seconds introduction before I completely mess it up?
I tell you what, you've sold me pretty well there, haven't you? Consolidation recruitment, that's really good. So, Kate Wood, like I say, culture as a service, supporting businesses with their engagement, the leadership, performance, going in and helping them. And so passionate about being on the Women in Technology Network Board. I'm on the Institute of Association for Microsoft Channel Partners, the International Association for Microsoft Channel Partners Board. Loads of different stuff. Yeah.
Brilliant. And and that's why I'm so thrilled to talk to you today and have you drop in on us. There are lots of really important things that we're talking about this year. There's been lots of important issues and subjects and topics that we've been talking about on the drop in, and I know you've done many other video casts throughout the year as well. Okay, so I think the way that this works, as it's a drop in, it's informal, it's unedited, it's uncensored, it's unproduced, and all of those wonderful things. And I think really just to set it up in quite a simple way, women in tech is what a great subject to talk about. So why don't we just start simply by saying, could you tell us a bit about it and why it's so important, and essentially why it should be at the front of everybody's mind?
Yeah, this is going to be long, isn't it? Covering all that. And I'm thrilled to be asked to talk about it. So thanks for inviting me to drop in. So Women in Technology Network, what do we do? So the WIT Network is all about getting more young girls into thinking about STEM subjects, because as we know, that stops as soon as you leave primary school. It's not something that women progress into. We're all about supporting women in businesses and men, but obviously we're called Women in Tech, to be braver, to achieve the leadership positions that maybe they want to, maybe they don't, to maximise their potential in whatever role that is for them and whatever stage they're on at their career journey. So whether that's coming back as a returner after maternity leave, starting out as an apprentice, someone who's senior in a business, everybody needs that extra level of support. And entrepreneurs, helping those female entrepreneurs, because we know that again, it's dominated by males. And when you look at why do we want to achieve this and what's the need? And so many people are like to me, oh, we don't need it. Do we really need it? Is it not sorted yet? I think it's 16.9% of jobs in the IT and tech industry are taken by women as opposed to men. And when you look in those leadership positions, we know, don't we, there's still, no offence, lots of white, middle-class, middle-aged men running companies, which is great. I'm sure they're doing a great job. But we need difference, we need diversity, and to achieve equality, we need those different voices in the room. So we can't have the same type of people in the rooms that make the decisions. We just can't. There needs to be difference. And one of those, there's many differences, socioeconomic, gender, sexual orientation, but a stark difference, and one that we've focused on in Women in Technology, is gender.
Okay, so it's such an important topic, not least in the UK IT channel, IT telecoms channel that we're in, but essentially everywhere. So are we talking about a campaign? Are we talking about a group? Are we talking about something that women, young girls should become part of, or are we talking about something that really should be a mindset that actually we all participate in, and that we should all be concerned about and thinking about and taking on board as a genuine issue that, and I do believe it is an issue, a genuine issue that we can all contribute to, rather than kind of pigeonhole it as a topic to talk about or a campaign to be involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you said about that, is it a mindset? It needs to become a mindset in a modern business. It needs to be. How great it would be if we didn't need to have women in tech groups, women in tech events, you know, women in tech network. And that's why we always really, really encourage men to join as well. So it's not a women's issue. It's about getting the best voices in those rooms in your business. Okay, and that can't possibly be that all the best voices are the male voices. It can't possibly be that having men in senior positions or men as engineers, or, you know, there's got to be room for women in those rooms. And we know that. And we know that women bring a whole different set of skills, and that therefore the business outcomes by having women involved will be different. But what that needs to go right back to is, and we've met and we've spoken about this, is talking to girls in schools in a different way, you know, right from when they're young girls, about what they can achieve in their career and what a career in technology or in any other industry might look like for them, you know. And then it goes back to recruiting. So many companies don't think about how the language that they're using when they're recruiting, and straight away they're discounting women from that. So straight away, they've not even got the best candidates through the door, you know, let alone got them into the room where the decisions are made. And then once women are in roles, it's all about giving them the voice to make sure that they can, you know, that they can achieve in wherever they are, whichever situation they're in. And I think all of these things across businesses, it needs to be looked at when they're running a business. It needs to be looked at every small touch point. If you can't come back from maternity leave straight away, or you can but you have to come back full time, that's going to discount you, isn't it? If businesses don't offer paternity leave, there's so many things that are going to put a stumbling block on you getting into that successful role that you need. And I think more than ever, in some ways, this year with coronavirus has allowed a lot of businesses to incorporate flexible working. But then on the flip side of that, we've seen a lot of women losing roles, or perhaps they're in a lower paid role anyway, or maybe they've been working from home, but they're still doing the majority of the childcare. And I think all of these little small factors across your career and across your lifetime, over 30 years of work or 40 or 50 years of work, will have an impact. Even the language used, and this is what I used to talk a lot about when I ran Engage, which is a software business, even the language used during women's, so you have a monthly one-to-one, your appraisal with your team leader, the studies that show the language that's used for women is dramatically different than the language used for men. And so maybe 1 month, 2 months, that doesn't impact your confidence that much. But then over a period of time, that's really going to impact your confidence.
It is. You're right. And I'm going to take you back just a little bit there to what you said about schools, because, you know, we've had this conversation, you know, yeah. it's a passion of mine as well. So, you know, I also share that view, you know, hugely, in terms of we're not doing enough in schools. And I don't think we're doing enough in schools to, you know, to showcase the potential of tech, yeah, and to showcase the potential of the you know, the channel as a genuine career path. And I think, yeah, I think that's legitimate across the board, and I think it's inherently legitimate across girls and across women. And I believe that to be somewhat of an anomaly, because actually we see every day so much success achieved through so many people from the careers that they've carved, albeit somewhat accidentally, through being a part of the channel. And that's all careers, right? And yet we, you know, bringing it back to women in channel, we're seeing so many genuine success stories of you know, women achieving so much success in the channel. And we know that there are hundreds of those successes, not enough, of course, but we do know that there are loads. So if we can take those stories and share them and deliver them to the schools that talk about the channel as a genuine career path that should be explored and discovered without kind of falling into accidentally because we're confident and therefore we should do sales, or we're quite creative and therefore we should do marketing, or we've done some science and we're good at maths and therefore we should do the tech piece. If we are allowed to promote it and explore it as a genuine career path, then surely at that level we're going to start more people becoming excited by it, wanting to join it rather than just ending up in it.
Yeah, that's it. Rather than it just being, oh, well, I used to work here, so then I got a job there and I've ended up in the channel. You're right. Whenever you ask anyone, how did you get into tech? Oh, well, I never planned to get into tech. Yeah. So let's create.
It was the one thing that I was. It was, you know, who do you know, right? This is good. And I know the answer already. But who do you know in channel, right? That when you ask them, how did you get into channel, their answer was, it was everything I ever wanted to do right from primary school, right? Yeah. It's just that answer doesn't exist, does it?
No one's ever said that, have they? Would it be if someone did, if someone as a five-year-old said, you know what, I want to work in telecoms, you know, or I want to work in IT. But if you don't you can't be it.
Exactly that, right? And I think the other message there is, it's not necessarily just about wanting to work in tech, but you know, what about if there was, you know, an aspiration to want to start your own business, build your own business over a period of time, employ 50, 100, 200, 300 people, generate tens of millions of pounds worth of revenue, and then enjoy a great life full of success. What if that was an aspiration that children were genuinely told about in school, and that it was really genuinely possible?
Yeah, I know, and it is possible. That's the thing. You know, if you'd have said to me when I was a teenager, you could go on and run a software business, you could go on and be a director in an IT company, I'd have probably told you to get lost and wouldn't have believed you. And that for me is because there is a job for every single person, no matter what your ability, your background, your education, whatever you've done and your skills, there will be a job for you in tech. There just will, won't there? You know that.
Yeah, there is. And it's not, obviously, it's not just the UK either, because it opens up so many doors for world travel, you know, living and experiencing other countries and other cultures and other time zones and other languages, you know, with the types of organization that are not just, you know, that are not just vendors, they're not just Google and Apple and Microsoft. There are hundreds of other vendors that are global organization offering out opportunities in the same way that there are Disney's, and in the same way that there are, you know, obviously national, but multinational global partner organizations that exist to make money and sell the stuff that the Disties are pushing through from the vendors. And that's how our wonderful channel works, right? But nobody knows that until they're in it.
Yeah, you're right, they don't. There really does need to be an education piece, doesn't there? There really does. And I think people think it's either like Silicon Valley, which just seems too distant and too unachievable, or like you say, it's a role being an engineer, or you know, people still, they can't see that middle ground. They can't see the pure opportunity and joy and how many different careers you can have within one company, you know, while creating as well. What we all forget are solutions, which helps the world be a better place, because, you know, that's what technology does, isn't it?
Which, you know, without doing too much about COVID, the pandemic, and we're definitely not talking about America, remember? You know, but haven't we seen that so much this year? You know, so many of our lives would have been so differently impacted this year had technology and telecoms and IT not been at our fingertips, not been provided by the, you know, essentially the UK IT channel. You know, and actually it's not just a UK thing, it's a world thing this year, and something that we've never seen before, which is going to change the face of business forever. That's a fact. But had it not been, let's talk about the UK, had it not been for the brilliance and the responsiveness and the adapting the diversity of the UK channel, so many people would have been so much more adversely affected by what's happened this year, and that's absolutely something to celebrate. You know, not something to try and shy away from or hide. And let's bring it all the way back round, because there's an awful lot of women within our IT channel, within tech in general, that have been at the forefront of that.
Yeah, there is, and I think for me, what's really shown more than ever this year is we've spoke about the women in technology bit, but we're called the WIT Network. So now let's talk about the network bit.
Yeah, there you go.
That network of hundreds of people that we're there to support each other. We know each other. You know, we would never have met had we not been part of the Women in Tech Network. We just wouldn't. And now when I think of that support that we've been able to give each other, that support that we've been able to give our members, because we do monthly mentor circles, you know, we've done monthly events online for not necessarily about business, about well-being, about just being there to make a difference to people. Because sometimes I think you don't want to go to your mates with your work problems. You don't want to tell your family or your partner. Do you know what I mean? And so just having a group of other people, male and female, who you can be like, do you know what? It's been a bit, I don't want to swear on your podcast, but it's been a bit crap today. You know, yeah, it's been this, it's been that. What can I do? Or I'm having this challenge with my boss. Or sometimes you just need that best practice from all that experience. Absolutely. And we have that in the WIT Network. And I don't know what my COVID would have been like without that external community. It's been a massive impact for me having those people around to support.
That's the thing, isn't it? I guess it's not just a career network or a women in tech network. It's a support network as well. Yeah. that does some you know, really rather fantastic things. You know, and if I may encourage people to get in touch, join the network, because as you say, it's entirely open to anybody. Yeah. It's and so Kate, what's the best way for people to do that? How can they access you?
Yeah, so they can access me. Yeah, so that's brilliant. Anyone could access me if they want to. Kate Wood on LinkedIn, you'll see it, Pockets Consultancy. Or they can just Google the www.witnetwork.com, and then you'll be able to see how you can sign up either as a corporate business or as an individual. And then you get everything, you get the support, and, you know, you get to be part of something that I think we do your business as well. Do you know what I mean? Everyone in it who's got a job or looking for a job, but you make money from it, you make sales. It's a business network as well, as you know, it's not just women like sat around talking about, you know, whatever. So it's there for anything that you might need. Guaranteed there'll be someone in the network who can help you with that, point you in the right direction, you know. So yeah, join up, I would say. Definitely try it. Come along. If you're not sure and you want to, I'll always speak to people, or you can come along to a couple of events for free. You know, see if it's for you. You know, you don't have to join up immediately. Come and try before you buy, do they say? And then see what you think. But, you know, we know that there's people out there that can help us get our message out. People like you, allies, you know, that are helping, that are supporting, that want to get involved with what we want to do with schools. So yeah.
Well, definitely. And you know, and I think that's a great point. You know, there are allies, there are advocates out there. You know, this is about, you know, continuing to make our place of work, our channel, our IT networks, as good as they possibly can be. And you know, it doesn't matter who you are or where you're from, but you know, if you're right and you're better than the next person, let's embrace it, let's celebrate it. And that's what it's all about.
That's it. And I'll just tell a quick story before we go, is that because I'm on the advisory board for Women of the Channel Europe, and every year we have an event, and they'd never have any men at the event. So I got on the board and I was like, this isn't right. Like, we need men. That's not equality. And that's just like an echo chamber. So for the first time in like 15 years, I said, I'll run a manual. You know, we can't be having this. So we've got, you know, some big hitters, Alex Tatham, Neil Hall from Computer Centre, Phil Baker from Cisco, we've got Matt Phelan, got them on the panel and was like, you're allies, you've got initiatives in your business tell the audience what you're doing, because if people don't want to listen to me, Kate Wood from Manchester, but they will listen to Neil Hall, won't they? Because he runs Computer Centre, they'll listen to Alex Tate. Because look at West Coast, you can't argue with him, can you?
Yeah.
And he's been on Blind Date, do you know what I mean? And he went to see Boris.
I know. Fabulous. I know,
So, you know, and that's the thing, it's about getting other voices in so that people can say, oh, actually, yeah, well, look at Cisco, look what they did. Cisco went on to be the number one company in the world, didn't they, for employees. So what are they doing? And I think for me, it's all about listening and learning from best practice.
Yeah, definitely. And ensuring that it's achievable and accessible, because it doesn't have to be just the Ciscos that are doing it. It can be filtered down to everybody. They can use that as a blueprint or as best practice, but using somebody like yourself to be able to come in and say, right, well, you can transfer that best practice into your business in this way.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. And it's small changes that make the big difference. So, for instance, for me, when a company's I've been working with, you know, this doesn't cost any money, but I've advised them to just include parent champions. So it's a free support, people who put themselves forward that are parents. They're going to then support other parents in the business. You know, they feel more valued. The parents coming back into the business of maternity feel more valued. It's just these tiny little ideas that you do that over a long period of time of someone's career have an impact on their performance, because they feel more confident about being themselves at work, which is dead important.
It absolutely is. And, you know, and I guess to finish off, if anything that this year has taught us, it has and taught us or helped us with, it's being that. It's being more human. It's being more, you know, breaking down the barriers, getting rid of the facade, because we have been welcoming people into our homes. You're currently in my loft,
you know,
which,
it's
is,
a very
which is only semi-converted given the 80s paneling, you know, right? But actually, I'm not trying. Yeah, of course. Yeah, no. Well, excuse me, I am actually on my boat. No. But that's the thing, right? You know, I'm not trying to cover it up. This is, you know, this is wood. This is 80s Artex, and this is 80s wood, fake wood, in fact, paneling. But that's the reality of it, because I am actually a person. I'm not just a, you know, somebody who runs Pure Channels, the channel agency, and hosts a channel drop in. This is my house, and I can't change that, and there's no reason why we really should.
Yeah, exactly. But that's brilliant, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Because that shows you as who you are. And that's what, like, say, COVID's humanised all our meetings on it. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not a boat, exactly. But I am in a flat in Parma.
No, exactly. You're off sunning it up in sunnier climates, aren't you?
Go
grab hold of some sangria before you have to come home again. Look, Kate, that's been fabulous. Thank you so much for taking the time out to join me on the drop in. You know, it's quite obvious. I think we could probably talk for far longer than we have done today, and I saw the next opportunity for us to be able to do that. But for now, Kate Wood, thank you so much for joining us. I would try to go through all the list of things that you are and do, but I can't. It's all done. Thank you so much. I know people will connect with you, and you know, I look forward to sharing this. And safe journey, stay safe, and
thank you for being an ally as well, because that's really important. Well. So thank you very much. Don't sink your boat.
Very well.
Take care. Thanks a lot.
Bye bye.